Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Everybody needs to know she's dressed like a hippie this morning with a bandana and red glasses and everything.
Oh, my bootleg Cartier glasses that I got for $10 on the street of Washington
Heights. What's up with this look here?
Well, this is a headband because I always cut my own bangs. And yesterday I kind of, was it yesterday or maybe the day before? Sometimes they grow so fast, so I just quickly kind of grabbed them, and I have my method that works every time. Right. But I don't think I combed them into place properly, so I cut them, and now I have like Lydia Dietz bangs, which is like kind of awful and kind of amazing. So like this morning I woke up, and they were like a little greasy from like sleeping, and so they were all piecey, and it looked like a Yorkie's bangs. You know, Yorkies have those little dangly bangs, and I was like, ew, it's so disgusting. So I was like, I'm just going to powder them up and put on a headband today, so gotta flatten them down. So
I probably wouldn't even have noticed.
I know. I could not stop looking at them. Every mirror I pass the house that I'm working at for this executive producer, there's big mirrors everywhere. So every time I'm like in meetings, we're walking around the house showing, you know, the set designer like different location shots, and I'm like sitting there taking notes, and every mirror I pass, I'm like, just like touching them, like, ew, like, is that what I look like right
now?
It's
all you can see, right?
Yeah, it's all I can see. Plus, my hair is so dark and I'm so pale, so it's like such a stark difference, you know? It's really bothering
me. Well, we accept you the way you are here.
Thank you. Thank you. Come as you are.
Today is December 24th, also known as the day before Christmas. Mm. We're here to serve you with a great show. We don't take time off when we don't have to.
That's right.
Yesterday we did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yesterday
it was kind of a gloomy day.
I know. Those are my favorite, though.
Yeah, so it felt good just to stay in bed.
Yeah, I know. So Sam texted me in the morning and was like, let's just do tomorrow. And I was like, literally half trying to wake up, half like, I should have gone to the gym a half an hour ago, but I'm also going to lay here for another half hour. And I was like, cool, awesome.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
I have time. And I made it to the gym, so that was good.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you gained the workout out of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be good and get up at 6:37 every morning and go.
Wow.
So I can get it done with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I need to get started with that, you know?
Yeah.
I really do, because ever since I stopped smoking, I'm eating too much. And especially sugar and stuff.
It's the season for it, too.
Yeah, I feel I'm gaining weight, too, which is depressing me. So I need to start working out, or it's not going to look very pretty for me. You know?
Plus, working out just helps you feel better, like physically, not just look better, but
I know
feel better, you know? And the older I get, the more working out becomes about how I feel rather than how I look. I mean, it's still about how I look, too, and it keeps my skin clear and stuff like that, but
right.
My mood is significantly better. Like Sunday was my only day off, and I've just been around the clock with this assistant gig. And so Sunday came around, and I woke up Sunday morning. I hit my bowl, and I just laid in bed, and I watched TV for 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah. I think I got up, and I got some Skinny Pop from the vending machine.
Yeah.
I was like, it's all the way across the yard at the pool.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't know if I can make that. I was like, you've been laying in bed all day. You can walk like half a mile. Right.
Jeez.
Now. Yeah. But it was great.
What movies did you watch?
I don't even know. I watched so much on Netflix. I watched Daybreak, which is this kind of like post-apocalypse show where the adults are. So they have this like nuclear blast and most people died, but the people who survived are everyone under 18. And it turns out they're like the people who got the HPV vaccine are the ones that survived.
Really?
And all the adults are kind of this like half zombie, half not zombie kind of thing. Yeah, I know.
You're into zombie movies?
Not really, but the main character was kind of cute, and I was like, this is fine. You ever just watch it because the people in it are really hot?
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
okay.
I do.
I'm like, this is cool. I haven't been on a date in a long time. So I was like,
yeah,
I'll just watch this hot dude on TV. Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you just need it. It's like sometimes when you start a new job, you're like, no one's attractive here. We're like, what am I supposed to do with this? And then sometimes you just like develop a stupid crush on someone because they're like the best case scenario there. Like you have to have like a crush on someone everywhere you go. Well, yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm like, all right, who's the dude? Who's the dude in the room right now?
Right. That's true. It does happen.
Speaking of dudes, I read this study that the average single man washes his sheets 4 times a year.
What?
And that that's extra bad, especially for people with allergies and stuff, because we shed 15 million skin cells overnight while we're sleeping.
It's so disgusting.
And that the skin cells are what dust mites eat. And so the more skin cells you have on your sheets, that's 30 million skin cells in just 2 nights. That's disgusting to me. I specifically have a weird thing about skin cells.
Yeah.
And that just gives the dust mites more food. And I've definitely like had sleepovers with dudes where I'm just like, these sheets are kind of like questionable.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. It's funny because my daughter, we went to dinner last night and I don't know how we got to talking. And, we were talking about my son being messy and stuff. And she says to me, she said it before, but she says, you're the cleanest male I've ever met, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, you know, you go to my house, it looks like a museum, you know?
That's great.
I have a maid every week. So I change the sheets every couple of days, maybe 3 days.
Yeah.
So that's just the sheets, but everything else is so neat and clean.
Yeah.
So, and apparently most men, I mean, I know many women that are messy as well. You know?
So messy. And plus, like, our hair is everywhere.
Right. You know, and clothes on the floor. I mean, why, you know? So
I know.
So I find that to be a turnoff when I meet a woman like that. But apparently a lot of men are like that. But to be that careless that you don't wash your sheets.
I know.
I mean, that's disgusting.
So disgusting.
And they probably have sex on it and stuff.
That's
too,
what I mean. Know? I know. I've definitely been on people's sheets where I'm like, I'm like, I don't know if the last person.
Invite him to your house and then you solve the problem.
So gross. I mean, I've been on so many dates with dudes that you can just like smell their mildew t-shirt.
Wow.
I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Like, you're on a date. Like, what? Do some laundry.
Right.
Do some laundry.
Right.
It's not, I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but it's not that hard.
Right. I mean, do it for yourself, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to, you want to smell like mildew.
Right.
And, like, your shirt's wrinkled, like you pulled it out of the bottom of your hamper, and, like, it smells like you when you put it in, it was wet.
Right.
It was like a wet shirt from the gym that you just let wrinkle and marinate.
Yeah. Wow.
So gross, man.
I know.
And yeah, girls totally are messy too. I know for me, what happens for me, because I usually try and keep all my stuff put away. But if I do have like a couple days here and there where it gets a little out of hand, it's because I'm usually rushing to go to an event and I change my outfit 3 or 4 times and then I don't have time to rehang it back up, and then I come home and I've probably had a couple of drinks, so then I just go to sleep on top of the clothing on my bed. Then I wake up the next day and then I'm like late again, and I'm like, I don't have time to go put this away.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, it's your house, nobody sees it.
Yeah, but
yeah I know. Well, it's crazy, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't even leave the house unshaved, you know. I think what it is the reason I'm so clean and neat is because I have two parents who are Virgos, you know.
Mm.
And apparently Virgos are like very neat and clean and
everything's
got to be just so.
Yeah.
So I've grown up, I grew up with two of those. So I think that kind of affected me. My brother is like that, also neat, but my other brother is a mess.
Yeah.
Like my son, you know.
My parents always kept our house very sterile, so it was physically clean, but they were also the kind of people to like take 5 piles of paper and put them together in 1 pile. And they're like, now it's tidy. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, but well.
As far as cleanliness is concerned, like our house is always pretty clean. I mean, doctor and a nurse, like it's... Our house is as sterile as it gets. Like, we could only have caged pets growing up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that also because we were allergic to everything.
Really?
You know, I mean, that's what happens when your family is, like, super sterile. Like, my brother, my sister, and I, we all have severe allergies.
Oh, wow.
And asthma, like, big dorks. We're just like, I can't breathe.
So you can't be with animals, but you said you have cats.
Yeah, I did exposure therapy on myself to be tolerant to cats because I lived with a friend who had a cat and we both moved to New York together and her and I were friends since like sixth grade and she got this cat and, you know, I was like, all right, if we move in together, you know, you have to guarantee that you're going to like sweep the floor, get all the hairballs up. I need things to be dusted. Like I'll help you clean or we can split a cleaning lady, whatever it is. I'm like, my health depends on it. Of course she never did it. Sorry, Sam. And, you know, I just fell in love with her cat so much and he fell in love with me and we became best friends like immediately. And I was tired of like itching and just like my eyes would just swell up and just tear. And wow. I'd just be like tearing down my face, like can't breathe. I'm like coughing, choking, can't breathe out of my nose. And so I would just before bed, I would give him a bunch of snuggles and rub my face on his belly. And then I would just go to sleep and just let my body do what it did. And after about 3 months, I stopped having reactions to it.
Really?
Yeah, and now I'm okay.
Wow.
Yeah. My brother actually grew out of his, because he was like way more allergic than I am, and I'm very allergic. But he grew out of his allergy maybe like, I think 10 years ago. He went to the doctor, and he goes to the allergist a lot. And he got tested, and they were like, you're not allergic to cats anymore. And he just grew out of it, and he literally that day went out and got a cat.
Wow.
And he has a lovely, fat-mustached, really? Tuxedo cat named Pickle, who's the thickest boy ever.
So no allergy pills or anything, huh?
No, not really. I mean, sometimes if I'm cleaning, I get dust allergy, so right. I take like Claritin D, sometimes I just take it because it gives you a lot of energy.
Really?
Sometimes. I'm like, I have that. A long day. I need it. It's like having 10 cups of coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you know.
It's like speed.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe that's why they don't sell it over the counter anymore,
They
right?
sell it over the counter now, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
No, because I think they stopped because kids make like drugs out of them and shit.
That's like
some
of the
cold medicine.
That's like quercetin, which in like middle school, my friends and I definitely had fun.
But if this one, if this one is like speed, they probably like restrict it. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like you have to.
You have to be over 18 for it though. Yeah. If you buy it, they ID you.
Yeah. So you have to ask the pharmacist for it. Probably it's behind.
Yeah, I just get it off the shelf at Target.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean they've carded me before. Really? And I was like, thank you. Thank you so much. It's funny. My sister is 8 years older than me. And when we go out, she'll get carded and I won't.
Really?
Which is funny. Yeah. She has like this tiny little baby face.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. And she goes, oh, she really loves to rub it in.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you just turned 40. Oh,
I know. That's funny that they do that. But I think now with cigarettes, they have to enter it into the machine.
Yeah.
So they have to card everybody, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And they scan your ID no matter what because it puts it on your record for your health insurance.
Really?
That you smoke cigarettes, yeah.
Oh.
Like I've had my ID scanned before too and not for age. They said it's for insurance purposes.
Wow.
I'm like, oh. And I don't really smoke cigarettes just every now and again if I'm, you know, if I know I'm going to be like, which I don't often do, but every now and again when I decide to stop being a grandma and have a little party, I'm like, let's get some smokes. Even though I do not condone smoking, it's terrible for you and it stinks. But yeah.
So you can be a partier.
Every now and again, yeah. Try and steer clear. Really.
I know. Yeah. I used to party a lot, man.
Yeah. I don't ever do anything too crazy. Just smoke weed and
yeah.
Drink a few too many vodka sodas.
Yeah, that's enough, you know.
Yeah, and I like those Capri menthol cigarettes, the long, skinny Cruella ones. You know, you drink a couple drinks and you're sitting in the corner and this, like, you're like, suddenly I'm a character in a movie and you're like smoking this skinny cigarette and you're like, yeah. You ever like feel like a 1920s Italian mobster when you're smoking a cigarette? I'm like, I feel like I need a 3-piece suit and a hat or something right now,
right.
You know?
Yeah, that's the way it used to be, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny, but I was listening to some show and they were talking about this. I guess this guy quit smoking. So he was talking about all the stuff that he misses.
Yeah.
And it was like all the same things I miss, you know,
yeah.
Like being bored and how it used to look cool at one point, you know, and things like that. And,
oh, yeah.
And you like the feeling in your throat and the hand to mouth movement.
I know.
And all that stuff, you know. So
sometimes it's just nice.
It is. There's a lot of cool things about it.
And then sometimes you're like, ugh, get this away from from me.
I know, it's disgusting.
I know, it's no good.
So I'm actually glad everybody tells me, oh, it's so nice to hug you now without you smelling like cigarettes.
Oh, that's got to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I know, I hate it.
I know. I mean, my kids have always known me to smoke, you know?
Yeah. Do they smoke?
No.
Good. Good. No. That's real
My
good.
Son smokes weed, but that's it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except it's not that okay because he dabs.
Oh,
he
yeah, dabs. The dabs. Yeah. Ugh, that's not even smoking weed.
I know. It's crazy, man.
I mean,
you fuck
the dab
up your
stuff.
Lungs like there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you every hit is like 20 cigarettes or something.
Something, yeah. It can't be amazing. I don't know. Jeez. I don't trust it.
I know.
The last thing I said I didn't trust was vaping, and look what happened.
Yeah, right?
I was like, every time I like take a hit, it makes me cough weird and things
right.
like that. Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't want to do that. I don't trust that. And everyone's like, yeah, but it's better.
Yeah.
It's better for you. And I'm like,
I know. I brought up a story on the vaping because a lot of people are really, I guess it's really a problem because there's also dispensaries that are illegal, you know. So what they do is they don't get the tested stuff. And so then they just get like black market type of products.
It's always great to put in your lungs.
Yeah, that are often filled with shit, you know. So, yeah, you put this in your lungs. But I remember when vaping just came out, it was like the perfect thing, you know, because you can get high anywhere without it stinking.
I know. So nice.
It's so discreet.
That's why I like those sublingual tabs, man. They're the best thing. Remember I told you about them? You put them under your tongue. They hit in 15 minutes, and they only last 2 to 3 hours.
No. Did you tell me about
them? I think I told you about them, yeah.
Oh.
It's just like a little paper strip. Right. It has like a weird sugar on it. They taste disgusting. But
isn't that acid? That's the way they sell acid.
Well, it just has like the liquid THC on the strip, and then you just put it under your tongue. It dissolves under your tongue. And within 15 minutes, and it only lasts 2 to 3 hours, because that's a problem for me with edibles is sometimes I don't want to smoke to help my lungs, but I don't want to be condemned to an edible for 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah, like I'm too old now. I just get tired. I'm like,
so what if you eat less? You know, I mean, you don't have to eat the whole edible.
I know.
Do you
but
take like one bite or do you take more?
I usually take like, if it's a 10 milligram, I usually take the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
10 milligrams is nothing. You tell me that keeps you high for hours?
I mean, first of all, since my tolerance is lower now, yes.
Wow.
Second of all,
good for you, though.
West Coast weed is way different than East Coast weed. It's
right.
much stronger out here.
Really?
Because, I mean, on the East Coast, like, I would smoke a quarter a week sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I think that's a decent amount, you know, like a quarter ounce a week. And here, I take just like a couple hits off a joint, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
like
right.
my eyes are like going all over the place. I'm like one's looking up to the left, and the other's looking down to the right.
Yeah,
I'm
wow,
like,
but
yeah.
that's cheap, you know.
Yeah.
It makes it cheap.
It makes it so cheap.
No,
it's
for
nice.
Me, it was a quarter every couple of days.
Yeah,
so like an eighth a day or something.
Yeah, I've been there too, man. Like,
yeah, with the weed here though,
and that's intense.
Yeah,
that's so intense.
I'm telling you, and with the edibles, it lasts about 2-3 hours. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, my tolerance was very high.
Yeah,
know?
I had a friend that moved here maybe like 5 years ago, and her and I used to smoke together. We used to work at California Pizza Kitchen together as waitresses. That was my first waitress job. It was definitely more than 5 years ago. Then I'd say probably like 8 or 10. And she'd moved out here, and she calls me one day, and she was like, Jen. And I was like, what? And she was like, I had to pull over on the side of the road because I took an edible here, and it just hit me like it's never hit before, and I had to pull over. I feel crazy. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. I was like, do you need me to call someone? She's like, I don't even know where I am right now. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
really
crazy.
Funny edible story. I don't know if I ever told you about my mom. So my brother lives in Denver. So occasionally he'll bring like edibles back. You know, when I lived on the East Coast, he'd bring me some, and he left a few in my mom's freezer that I guess we all forgot about. So it's my birthday in June, and I have like maybe 10 or 15 people over my apartment, and like we're drinking. My friend got like 15 bottles of rosé for the day. And so we're like five bottles of wine in. Whoa. It's like 2 p.m. Uh-huh. And like we're just like eating and having a good time. And my mom calls me. And you know when like someone close to you calls you and they have a different tone of voice? Yeah. You're immediately like, what's going on? You know? So she calls me and she's like, Jen. And I was like, Mom, what's going on? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. She's going to kill me for telling this story. I'm like, Mom, like, what's going on? Are you okay? I immediately got that sunken feeling in my stomach. And she's like, I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm over at the hospital. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what is going on? Like, are you okay? Like, do you need me to come home? I was only an hour and a half from home, so I could have made it. And she's like, no. She goes, I started feeling like really weird and I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, I thought I was having a heart attack. So I did a heart attack test on myself and I thought I was having a stroke. So maybe I did a stroke test on myself. And she said, all of them came back negative and I just don't know. Like, I'm just so confused. Like, I don't know what's going on with me right now. And then she was like, oh, she goes, wait a second. And she goes, my mouth is so dry and I feel like I'm in a dream. And I was like, and she was like, wait a minute. And I was like, she goes, I was eating these ginger chews because she eats those, you know, those little ginger candies that are really popular now. They have like mm-hmm. chewy ones and then hard ones or like super spicy. Mm-hmm. So she always buys those. And she was like, I ate a few of my ginger candies. She goes, oh, I ate them from the freezer. And then she goes, oh, I think I ate some of your brother's edibles. And I was like, Mom, I was like, how many did you eat? And she goes, I don't know. And this is a woman that like doesn't, she's like, hasn't smoked weed in like 40 years,
yeah,
you know? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God. And she goes, well, I feel like an idiot now because I called the ambulance because I didn't know what was going on. She was like, damn it, I'm going to get charged for the ambulance. Right. So, you know, it's like $500. She started going off on this rant about the ambulance. She's like, my mouth is so dry. And you can hear all the traction in her mouth. And I was like, are your lips sticking to your teeth? And she starts cracking up on the phone. So we got my sister on the phone. My sister went to go stay with her. My sister calls me. We're both laughing at her. And I was like, tell her she needs to like eat a burger and like drink a bottle of water. My mom's like, I don't want to eat anything. Like being a total child about it. She's like, I don't want to drink anything. Just leave me alone. I'm like, you're talking to people who have been there before, who've gotten a little too high before. Just drink some water, eat something. You'll feel better. I don't want to. Just like fighting us the whole time. Wow. But she's okay. She's safe. But it was, she definitely had a really hard night rest.
Wow. What a story. I know that I had I have a friend who she went out and got some edibles with her friend.
Yeah.
And she says, I was so fucked up. She says, I called, I went to emergency and she called an ambulance actually.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she was dying. She says, I thought I was dying, you know. And ended up with a $10,000 bill
from the hospital. Totally.
But it's crazy, you know. I mean, people that don't know how to handle it have to be very careful.
Careful. Yeah. Like when people tell me, they're like, oh, I tried weed once and I had a really bad experience. I'm like, well, what did you, like, how did you do it? And they were like, oh, like I ate, you know, my friend made edible brownies and I had 5 of them.
Right.
I'm like, of course you had a bad time.
Right. Or even like they smoke like a full joint or something.
No,
you know?
I'm like, take a couple hits and relax.
Right. You know, I mean, the thing is, that's the thing. When they tell you they had a bad experience, you go, well, what kind of dosage did you take? You know, I mean, with alcohol, it's the same thing. If you drink too much, you can have a bad experience.
Yeah. If you have 15 shots, it's going to be a shitty night.
Right.
You know? Like, come on already. I remember working at this nightclub and one of the dancers made Kush cookies and she sold me a bag of them for like $4. I got 2 of them and I was like, this is an amazing deal.
Yeah.
So I ate like half of one because I was like, these are going to be weak. And that was like some of my heavier smoking days too. I was like, these are probably going to be weak because they're so cheap.
Right.
So this other girl that bought some was like, she was like, I've never done weed before. And I was like, you should really smoke before you take an edible. Like, honestly, I'm telling you. Didn't listen. She ate both cookies and they had to take her out on a gurney. Like, she left on a stretcher to the hospital. And then she threw me under the bus and tried to get me fired, saying, like, I bought them too. So I, like, lied through my teeth because someone had just, like, worked to get me this job. And I was like, no, I didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
But I was definitely, like, soaring from that half a cookie. And I was like, what did they do to these cookies? And why? Like, these cookies should be so much more money than they are.
Right. Yeah. But that's the thing, is that I learned not to give drugs to anybody else, you know. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just weed, you know, people will get you in trouble.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. I was like, how are you going to throw me under the bus like that?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to lie so you look like an idiot.
Right.
And I don't like do that. But what was I going to be like? Yeah, I did. And then get fired right away. Like,
right. And
no.
Not only that, but if something happens to them, they're going to come to you.
That's what I'm saying. I was
you
like,
know?
No.
Oh, you gave them the drugs, you know?
Yeah. And I didn't. Somebody else sold them to them. I just happened to purchase them as well.
Right.
I was like, and the she threw the dancer under the bus too. And the dancer was like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, me either.
That's crazy. You know, before they made it legal here, you could get in the dispensaries a 1,000 milligram cookie.
That's wild.
Can you imagine 1,000 milligrams? So I would get that and eat it over a few days, you know, just one bite every time.
Yeah.
But it made it a lot cheaper, you know. But now they can't sell anything more than 100 milligrams.
Yeah, my friend gave me a chocolate bar that's, I think, 500 milligrams.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I think in Denver you can get higher milligrams.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so wild. I know. So wild. See, on the East Coast, crazy. When the what I would do in New York is they had delivery people. So it would be like this undercover operation, and this delivery person would show up with like a suitcase to your apartment, and you're like alone in your apartment with this like stranger, and they just open this suitcase. I'm like, you could have anything in there. And they would have like 3,000 milligram edibles, but you would take like half of it and like almost nothing would happen.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, this is so shitty. And also like pay me shitty. To make them. Yeah. I'll make you way better edibles than this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I did. I would make my own butter and then cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
And those would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. People are rookies out there.
I know, man. You got to be careful with the weed.
I know. And don't take an edible your first time. Just don't do it. Like, whatever anyone says, if your friend tells you it's a good idea, dump your friend. They're a bad friend.
Right, yeah.
It's never a good idea.
Because an edible is an investment.
It is an investment.
You're going to get a lot out of it, you know?
Yep, too much out of it sometimes.
I mean, yeah, it's like what I mean is you're stuck with it and you can't stop. Mm-hmm. You can't get out of it, you know?
Yeah, you can't get off
with
the ride.
With the joint, it's like half an hour, and you're good.
Yeah, like 2 hours at most if your tolerance is really, really low.
Right.
You know, and then you'll just be a little groggy after that, if anything.
Right. And plus, when you smoke, you feel right away how high you're going to be, you know? With edible, you don't know, so you just eat and eat.
You don't know. You start soaring down that tunnel an hour in, and you're like, where this goes, nobody knows, you know? You're just like falling down like a bottomless hole.
Yeah. In the rabbit hole. Right?
Yeah. It can be a little jarring sometimes.
Yeah.
Even when you think you can handle it, I've definitely taken edibles and been like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like 2 Thanksgivings ago, my mom and I went to my sister went to my best friend's family's house for Thanksgiving. And my friend and I gave him one of these edibles I got. And we were literally like sitting at the table and we looked up at each other and we're like eating like weird. We're just like being super like sketchy and weird. And I looked at him and I was just like, I put my arms up like I was soaring down the tunnel and he just started laughing. My mom was like, well, you sure had a lot to drink last night. I was like, I didn't, but yeah sure did.
It wasn't drinking, Mom.
Yeah, it wasn't drinking.
Yeah. That's
so funny.
Yeah. Two nights ago, it was raining. It was pouring,
yeah,
right?
It was,
Sunday
yeah.
night. We went to a birthday party at a restaurant, and I'm coming out of there, and by the time I got to my car, I was soaked, and I had to cross a very wide street, so I'm like running and trying to beat the traffic. It was a crosswalk, but still, and because people are going very fast.
Yeah.
It was dark. It was nighttime. Raining, people were racing. And as I'm running, I feel I dropped my phone, my case, because it's like clipped on my pants and it just fell off. And I'm like, oh my God, now I'm going to lose it because I had to wait for a couple of cars now to pass before I went back into the crosswalk.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like waiting for it to be crushed. And luckily, both cars passed without running over it. And then I just jumped and got it.
That's lucky.
I know.
That's lucky.
I'm thinking, God, I could have lost my phone now.
You got a guardian angel out there.
I'm telling you, I do.
I do. Gotta protect his phone.
I know. And myself, wild. Too, you know. Yeah. I mean, shit. I could have slipped or something because it was so wet outside.
Yeah.
You know,
and people drive crazy.
It never fucking rains like that here.
I know.
Suddenly when you don't have an umbrella, it pours.
Always.
Right.
Always. If I brought an umbrella, it wouldn't rain.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I've never had an umbrella when it's rained.
Yeah.
Like, it's always just
New York, really?
It's always just me carrying an umbrella on a dry day.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so annoying, you know, because in New York you have to carry everything all the time, so it's right. just one more thing in your hands.
That's true.
And I've definitely thrown umbrellas out just because I didn't want to carry them anymore.
Yeah, and then you can buy them on every corner.
Yeah, the $5 shitty ones. Every time it rains or there's some kind of wind situation, you always see those ones, like, bent inside out, stuffed in all the trash cans on all the corners. You just see the people getting pissed off and being like, fuck this. Just throw them on the ground and walk away, you know?
Those are the $5 ones.
Mm-hmm. And there's always like a couple dudes out there when it's pouring rain that are just walking through the rain all stoic without even like blinking, just like getting rained on.
Right.
No hood, nothing. They're just like, doo, 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 doo. Yeah. I'm like,
I know, after a few steps of coming out and realizing I'm going to get soaked, I just said, the hell with it, mm-hmm. you know?
Why not?
Whatever happens, happens. You yeah. know, I can't help it.
It's too late at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But it hardly ever rains here, so you're not prepared for that.
Never. You know? I know. My friend told me a story. She's from Florida, and she went to visit some family in snow country. She stayed there for like a month, and she said there was ice on her car. And right. she was like, I don't even know what to do with this. She's like, there's ice on my car. Like, what do I do? And all her cousins are just laughing at her. They're like, just use that plastic thing that's probably in the back seat of your car. She's like, what plastic thing? I live in Florida. We don't have that. So she starts using a credit card to scrape the window. And like, they come out and they start scraping with their actual scrapers. And she's like, what is that? Like, what do you even do with that thing? She had no idea. She'd never even seen a scraper or heard of one before.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so funny. I'm like, everyone who lives in cold areas or areas that get cold, there's always a scraper in the backseat of your car. Just on the floor under the seat.
Yeah.
It's like that thing that like you get in the backseat of someone's car, you're just kicking it. You're like, get out of here. Like, I need a leg room. Just kick it to the side.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a different way of life when you live in snow.
I know. I have friends that have never even seen snow.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's insane to me.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but it's beautiful when it first hits and then it turns into like wet, dirty slush that like all the dogs have peed on and then it's not.
And it's not fun anymore.
No, totally. It's not funny at all.
Oh, well. Did you get to watch SNL this past weekend?
No.
I don't watch it anymore, you know, but Eddie Murphy was on.
I know. I saw that. I think I might actually watch that episode. I don't love SNL.
I know. I used to, but that was back in the 70s when it started.
When it was good.
Yeah, when Eddie Murphy and all of them were. Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. And
it's just so saturated with just Trump material. Like,
yeah.
Plus,
it's like, you know, new people all the time. You don't really know them.
Yeah.
And the format has gotten old, you know, but it's obviously still going on, you know.
Yeah.
So, but with Eddie Murphy, they're saying it was his first time after 35 years.
I know.
Of not being on the show. And it was funny because he did all the characters that he got famous for.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love it.
He did like Gumby, you know, and it's like, I'm Gumby, damn it. You know?
And, I love that so much.
And then Mr. Robinson and Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did they write Mr. Robinson here? I think they meant Mr. Rogers.
That was probably a good show. I feel like when I want to watch TV and unwind, I don't want to watch political shit.
Right.
I don't want to hear about Trump. And like every single joke is so political. Like 70% of the joke is political.
Right.
And there are so many talented people on that show. And I think it's like, it's going to waste.
Yeah.
You know, like I watch it and I laugh maybe once a show. Yeah. Like the last thing I watched that was super funny on there was like Kristen Wiig did those little baby hands,
uh-huh.
The little tiny hand. Like I thought that was so good. Just the little hands is perfect for me. But yeah, the political stuff is, I mean, it's just enough already.
Yeah.
You know, I want to unwind. I want to watch something like silly and like funny and who cares? Like, I don't want to watch political shit anymore. Like, I just, enough is enough. We're so saturated with it all the time.
Yeah. Like, yeah, for sure. You know? And then Lizzo was on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her songs, but the dancing was pretty cool. She had some cool dancers and stuff there.
Yeah.
So, like, she's pretty famous, huh? I mean, she came out of nowhere. Kinda.
Yeah, she really blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people talk about her being a positive, like a body positive influencer. And she kind of said, like, that was never my intention, was to be a body positive influencer. She's like, I'm just. So she's like not anti body positive movement, but she's kind of like, that's like everyone's kind of just putting it on her that that's what she is because of her body type and things like that. And I think that's, I think it's kind of funny that she's like, I didn't want to be part of that. Like, that's not what I'm here for. Just, I think, kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, body positive. And she's like, I don't really care. Yeah, totally. She's like, just let me be. But I think it's good, though. She uses, you know, dancers of all, like, shapes and sizes, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because that's the industry now. So. Yeah.
No, the dancing was pretty cool, actually. The choreography on there was cool. I didn't know the song, but, you know.
Yeah.
But it was still worth watching. So, like I said, just for Eddie Murphy, it was worth watching, you know?
Yeah, he was on that Jerry Seinfeld show, Riding in Cars with Getting Coffee or something like that. Right. And there was an episode where Eddie Murphy was on and he was trying to convince him. Seinfeld was trying to convince Eddie Murphy to kind of like make a comeback. And Eddie Murphy was like, I don't know. So I think he's starting to.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? He's got like 10 kids or something, right?
Something crazy like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. He's crazy.
So good.
These people do.
I love his character work. And I kind of grew up around those kind of films. Like I watched like Martin a lot and Martin, which I didn't even remember that Martin did so many like opposite gender roles. Like he played a woman so many times in his in the show.
That's true.
And I just like I rewatched some Martin like a month ago and I was like, I totally forgot that he did that in this show.
Yeah.
And that was such a good time period of people doing a lot of like gender trading roles, which I think is so awesome. Like Eddie Murphy did like The Clumps, you know, where he played the whole family of characters, almost like, you know, the Tyler Perry like Madea movie where he plays Madea. Yeah. And I don't know, I love like that.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. They make him kind of look weird, though. You know? I mean, sometimes with all the makeup and stuff, they look really weird.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
But, you know. Yeah.
I like it, though. It's good.
So the movie Cats did terribly. Did you hear about Cats?
No. I didn't.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is on there.
She's in it?
Yeah, she's in it.
That's so funny.
And
does she play a cat?
And what's her name? Dench. What is it? Judy Dench?
Judy Dench or something, yeah.
Right. And she's in it. And what they did is they put like fur, like CGI fur on them.
Mm-hmm.
So people are saying it looks like shit, you know. Ugh. It looks really bad.
It's so lame.
But I don't know what the problem was with the movie that it only made like $6 million. Which is nothing.
No, Frozen did like $200 million in the first couple of hours.
Yeah. And then Star Wars made about $175 million.
Ugh.
But that's still less than what they expected because the previous two have made more.
Yeah.
But Cats is like a tragedy, man. I mean, can you imagine investing like $100 million in a movie or something and then making $6 million on it?
Yeah, I mean, it goes with the territory, but...
Yeah, I mean, it got panned by the critics and the viewers and everything, so the moviegoers, so it has no chance whatsoever, you know?
That sucks.
I know.
Maybe we should see it and help it out.
To be known for such a terrible movie, you know?
I know, that sucks. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. There's always a dud, and, you know, sometimes when you have a dud, people... And, like, you could have 10 great movies and one dud, and people are going to judge you on the dud.
Right. Yeah.
So
I'd hate to know what's going to happen with the director in his future.
I know. And the whole thing is like with film, like it's not just the writer, it's not just the director, it's not just the producer or the actors, it's like also the editor. Like the editor makes all the cuts.
The editor makes the movie, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But the director's there, you know.
The director's of course there.
But but sometimes you wonder how, you know, something gets green-lighted by so many people, mm-hmm. you know, and then it ends up being so bad. I mean, how could so many people make such a mistake? You know,
definitely
such a misjudgment in what they're okaying. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Like there should have. There's always that point where you're like, where you just have this feeling that the footage isn't going according to plan. You know, like, you know, when you shot a great day, and sometimes though, when you do look at it in post, it's not as great as anticipated or as great as it seemed that day. Or sometimes you just get really overjoyed by how it looks, you know, on camera, if it's a great like film, things like that. But, you know, I don't know. It's like,
it doesn't fit very well.
There's got to be a point where you're like, this is working or this isn't working.
Right.
You know, there's got to be. And that's when I feel like at least halfway point, you should be like, okay, like, let's reevaluate some of this. Let's change some of this. I mean, I've never worked on a project where the script didn't change like that day.
Really?
Yeah. Like the actors all know their lines. You're like, just kidding. These are new lines for the scene. And they have 5 minutes to remember what they can.
Yeah.
Which is the beauty of film, too, because you can have someone feeding you lines offset.
Yeah. You know? That's true.
It's not true. Like stage where you get on stage, you're like, what was my line? Yeah. Can you just tell me?
I know you have to memorize everything. But even in movies, in long scenes, you have to memorize so much, you know?
So much.
Yeah.
So much.
I hated that. When I would do like theater in school and stuff. You know,
don't like memorizing?
Like plays. I hated memorizing.
I love it.
I mean, they made us memorize like poems and shit, you know? And I mean, even like passages from the Bible, you know? I mean, it's like, what the fuck, you know?
You really have to give a shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I hated, you know, learning stuff by heart. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah. It is hard. It's really hard. I just had to learn my first scene for acting class, and it was like 4 pages. And I've been doing so much production over the past couple of years that I've done like small like commercial gigs and stuff like that, so it's like, you know, a paragraph or two of a script, and this time I had to learn 4 pages, and I was like, you know?
I know,
it was a little jarring at first. Yeah, I was like, okay, you got this, you know.
Oh god.
And with the technique we're doing, we couldn't like act it out. We had to learn it monotone,
right?
So
wow.
So that when we get into the scene, because the technique I'm studying, Meisner, is all about working off your partner. It's about, you know, not going into the scene with a preconceived notion of how you're going to play it. It's kind of like you go in, you know your lines, and then you're just reacting with your partner.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we had to learn at monotone, which is much harder because you can't, you know, say the line like, this is my coffee cup.
Right.
Duh, you know, you'd have to be like, this is my coffee cup. And then like go into the scene and like say it however it fits, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of wild.
So like when you read it in the beginning, you don't act it. You just read it.
Yeah, you just read it.
Yeah. That's what the table reads are and things like that? Is that what they call it?
No, it's different. Like, we learn the lines, but when we're studying them, like, we don't act it out to learn them. And when you act it out, it helps you learn the lines.
Right.
We have to learn them very just as if I'm just memorizing a piece of paper.
Yeah.
As if it's not a script at all, which is kind of stressful.
Not for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Also, I guess in the news is North Korea is promising us a Christmas gift. North Korea.
That's a little shady.
So people are saying it's probably going to be like a long-range ballistic missile test or something, you know. But Trump is joking about it. He says, maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase or opposed to a missile test, you know.
Yeah, a vase full of grenades.
Yeah.
Such a joke.
I know, man, but you never know, you know. I mean, these people, they might do crazy shit because people, when they feel like isolated, you know, they go crazy, you know. And, and these people are paranoid. They're constantly paranoid about what's going to happen, you know. And man, it's crazy. Yeah,
it's a weird world out there.
Weird world out there, man.
And
finally, this caught my eye. A North Carolina paramedic is accused of killing his wife with eye drops. Now,
What?
Yeah, I mean, apparently if you ingest them, they can kill you.
I thought they took that ingredient out because I've heard from bartenders if you put a couple drops of eye drops in somebody's drink, it'll give them diarrhea.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but apparently it can kill you too because they didn't know what was going on. And but he's a paramedic, so I guess he knows what works and how it interacts with other things.
That's so insane, though, because your eye is the... Anything you put in your eye goes immediately into your bloodstream.
Right.
So if you're putting something in your bloodstream that's potentially toxic.
Right.
I don't understand.
I know. I don't understand it either, but that's what they're saying. You know, it's got something poisonous there or something. Right.
It's awful.
Yeah. That's she so tested scary. For high blood, high levels of. Tetrahydrozole, whatever.
Yeah,
which is an active ingredient in certain eye drop medicine that you could use to clear your eyes.
Man, it's so scary out there. I'm so afraid to get in a relationship and be murdered in my sleep.
Right?
Can you imagine someone just slowly poisoning you over time, or you just wake up in the middle of the night and someone's trying to kill you?
Right, and your fucking husband, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Of all this.
You know, I think about it even when I go on rooftops with people. I'm like, you got to really trust the people you're with. someone here could go loco and just push me off the roof right now. I'm staying away from the edge. I don't know you. You've known me for 15 years. I'm like, yeah, I know. But people have been married for longer and killed each other. So.
Right.
That's scary.
I know. And when people kill their husband and wife, I guess she had a life insurance on her and he was trying to... get that money.
So shady.
Yeah.
Can't we? I'd much rather somebody just be like, let's rob a bank instead of kill me for my money. I'm like, why don't we just go get money together? Let's go rob some banks. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
You got to be a schemer.
And then I have a list of the best Christmas movies. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, classic, which we had Scotty on the show, is
It's Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story classic. Right. You have to watch it once a year at least.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh my gosh, how? It's on every channel all day tomorrow.
I know. Well, you got to remember that my first 16 years, I didn't grow up here. So, and this is all stuff you pick up when you were a kid.
It's true. You should watch it tomorrow.
So maybe
that's
I will.
That's your homework.
A Christmas Story?
Take an edible and watch it.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's a lot of nostalgia too, not just because I watched it as a kid. That's part of it, but you know, just it's nostalgic because I remember my parents telling me stories from that era of time. You know, because I obviously was not alive in those days.
Right.
I think it takes place in the 50s or 60s.
Is that so? I don't know. It doesn't say so here, but
No, it's a great film, and you know. Anyone who has a wacky family can definitely relate.
Really?
Because he has a really wacky family and his parents are weird and his brother's weird. And it's just good. It's a good one. And the kids, you know, the dynamics between kids. And then, of course, there's that traditional red-haired braces bully. And, you know, he's very Sid from Toy Story. Yeah. Is you know, I don't know why for so many years it was always a redheaded kid with freckles and braces that played the bully.
Yeah.
way to demonize redheads.
Yeah, that's true, right?
And there's so many nice redheads.
Right. Yeah. They have Love Actually here, which I like.
I don't think I've seen that.
You haven't seen that? You got to see it. It's
Who's
pretty
in that?
Good. All the major actors. I mean, my God, I can't even start to tell you. What's his name? Hugh Grant is in it.
Mm.
Here, they're saying Keira Knightley, Liam Neeson, Colin Firth. So that's a lot of great actors.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's separate stories, and they all come together in the end.
You know? It's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like love stories, you know? So each one's different. Hugh Grant plays the prime minister, and he falls in love with his assistant or something.
Has he ever been in a movie that wasn't a love story?
Yeah, probably not.
Right? It's his brand.
Right. Then Home Alone, I guess that's a classic.
Of course.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Also classic.
Yeah. I guess It's a Wonderful Life, all these movies. Even Die Hard, it's funny how people keep saying, was that a Christmas movie? Is that, and some people are saying it's the best Christmas movie.
My gosh, you're the best one. So funny.
But it's funny, people are debating whether it is a Christmas film or not.
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, they used to make great movies. I don't know. Today, I'm not so crazy about the movies anymore.
The problem is there's so many movies coming out that there's no like quality control because there's probably, so many platforms. And
that's true. And they repeat a lot of things, you know, many times.
Yeah, like
Marvel movies, you know. I mean, how many can you watch, you know?
That's how I feel about Star Wars. Like, there's always a scene where they're talking intensely and quietly, like on a ship deck. And then there's a scene in the desert. And then there's like a bunch of like missiles and like machines fighting. And then there's like, like robots like freaking out, like silly robots freaking out. And then there's like a passionate kiss between two people. And then everyone's like wearing like cloths.
Yeah, that's true. You pretty much summed it up.
Yeah, it's the same thing
and
every time for me.
A couple of fights with the lightsaber.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Game of Thrones. Like, I tried watching that show probably three times on, like, months apart. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. Okay, I'll give it a try. Everyone's like, it's the best show. It's the best show. But it's always like a British person standing at a window, turning their head back and being like, something about the carriages pulling up, you know, and then there's another person behind them on the other side, and then they turn to that person, and then they say something else in a British accent, and then one of the people in the back is like, oh, you've betrayed me, and then there's like a fight scene on a horse, and then there's a bunch of blood, and then there's like a damsel in distress, and she's like, I have long hair, and this is me in this scene right now, being serious
and shit like that, which I can't even relate to,
and like everyone's just always pulling a sword out.
Yeah,
it's the same thing like every single time.
Yeah,
I'm so bored.
Oh, well. We're totally out of time, Jen.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow's Christmas. We wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells.
Yes. Thursday and Friday. We'll probably be here. We'll see. Depends.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it feels.
Yeah.
But it's usually nice after the holiday to be here and sort of like summarize. But you don't really celebrate, right? Or do you?
I mean, my family is always kind of done all the holidays, you know. We just like an excuse to get together and eat, but that's obviously true, I'm not going home this year, but I'm going to my friend's house and hanging out with her and her mom and helping them cook
friends
and stuff.
Christmas, there you go.
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, take care. Have a happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.